above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead. Lifted high, exalted.
give God a praise. I'm sitting and telling you, I am so excited. This song got my motor running. I may have been a little bit tired, but right now I got my feet on the gas, and I'm just pumping. I'm pumping. I'm speeding because he is lifted. He is to be exalted. He is our everything. He is to be magnified. He is to be glorified. Somebody help me out this morning. Somebody just get up wherever they at. And just scream, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you this morning. Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that lifter of my head, Father God. Thank you for being Elohim, the creator. Thank you for being my Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I want to just sit and tell you all that. What a mighty God we serve. I'm not going to apologize for being hyped up, because my spirit is on 100 right now. Because when I hear songs like that, I can recognize who my Father is. I can recognize what he has done for me. I can recognize what he has done for you. I may not be you. You may not be me. But we got some testimonies deep down in our soul what God has done for us. And I'm sitting here to tell you, I am that person that would jump around the room. I would have an asthma attack praising my Father because he's just so good to me. You should be up this morning. This is the day that he has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. He didn't make it for himself. He made it for you. He made it for me. Get yourself up out of that bed. Get yourself up off that couch. I don't care where you at. Excuse yourself and get in the presence of the Lord, because he is here. He is here. He was ushered, the Holy Spirit was ushered in through that song this morning. You should be in the same place I'm in right now, on 100, or passing me right now. Father, we, oh, hallelujah. Let me just tell you, I'm going to go ahead on and turn it over to Minister Shakita, because just talking about who God is in itself is a whole sermon. It's a mouthful. It's one of those energizing bunny days where you just can't shut your mouth. A lot of people may sit and tell you, won't you just shut up? I dare you. I dare you to shut up when you're giving God the first praise. I dare you to shut up when you're in a praise and worship moment. I dare you to shut up when the Holy Ghost all over your body and you just want to give him, you want to come up out of your shoes, out of everything. You want to have a David moment. Dance until you come up out of your clothes. I don't know who may be riding with me, but it don't matter. If I'm riding solo, I'm going to get to the destination all by myself. No, I ain't by myself, because my Father with me this morning, because he realized I'm in his presence. Good morning to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I'm going to tell you to lift him up. Lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, Minister Shakita, bring us on in prayer, baby. Hallelujah.
Good,
hallelujah.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saint. What you do it? Good morning, Saint. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for, again, your awesome presence, oh God. It's a presence, God, that nothing that I can fathom the words to say, oh God, the feeling that I have when you come into us. The presence of us, oh God. It's an awesome feeling, God. It's an eternal feeling, God, that it warms me all up, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God, like never before, oh God. Regardless of what's going on around us, oh God, with us or within us, oh God, we will continue, God, to try to push God to earn your first. Earn your face, seek your face, God. Earn your righteousness, God. Earn a place in your kingdom, oh God. We will continue, God, to do your work, God, like never before, oh God. We will do your work, God, because we know, God, it's a place for us in your heart, God, that you love us, oh God, like never before, God. You gave your son for us, oh God. We love you for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in our life right now, God. We thank you, God. We speak healing in the air right now, God, for those who have the pain that they're having, God. We seek prosperity for those, God, who will it, feel we want it, who want to do the work right now, God. We will it, baby, God. We, God, thank you, Jesus Christ, God. We speak peace, God, for those who need it, oh God, this morning, oh God. We speak mercy, oh God. Your mercy endures forever, oh God. May they obtain it, God, and press, God, and seek it, God. We thank you, God, for your salvation, God, that you gave us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the manifestation that you're doing in our life right now, oh God. We thank you for everything, oh God. We love you today, God, like never before, oh God. Your mercy endures forever and ever, God. We thank you, Jesus, for all the things you're doing, oh God. May your word not, God, your word does not come void, God. So may we not, God, get out of alignment, God. May we stay in the pocket of you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for all the things you're doing right now, God, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. It's you and you, God, that I love forevermore, God, Jesus Christ. It's you, oh, love. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise right there. Right there. Right there. I feel your sincerity, Minister Takeda. I know just how you feel, honey. I know how it feels to give God his praises because he is so worthy. He is so worthy. Yes, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And on today, this morning, I'm on high as you are. See, ain't nobody going to bring me down. Right where my adrenaline is today, that's where I want to run. And I want to keep on running all day. Let nothing and nobody bring me down. I'm staying right up in the presence with the Lord because he is the lifter of my head. He is the person that woke me up this morning. He is the person that decided that you, I had another chance, a new day to do things all over again. I may have not gotten it right yesterday, but I have the ability for knowing the connection with him to get it right today, to understand him, to get my relationship a little bit deeper. I want to go deeper. I want to go higher. I want it to spread out as far as it can go. And so that's the mindset I got. And let me tell you why I have that mindset. Because I understand that God is able. I understand that he's able to bring me through. To bring me through my storms. To bring me through my hard times. To bring me through all my aches, my pains, my diseases. I understand who God is. Because see, in the times of trouble, when I was thinking that I was alone, all alone, I had to go back to scripture. And I think it's Deuteronomy 31:6. And he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. I had to understand that. I had to understand that no, none of my circumstances or situations, where they may be too big for me, that nothing is too big for God. Nothing is impossible for God. See, we have to get into a place where we really, truly understand and know God. We have to get into a place when God is speaking to us, we have to receive it. Sometimes it may pinch you, but see, that pinch is a good pinch. We tend to forget who God is. And this song this morning, that's why it's so powerful to me. That dunamis, that dynamite power is so powerful to me because I understand. I complain about different things, but God allowed me to see yesterday that you blessed all through your mess. You blessed even though you got asthma. You blessed even though your leukemia in remission. You are blessed. Look at the people around you. Look at the way they act. Look at the way their behaviors are. You know why? Because they don't know what I'm capable of doing. They don't realize that I am able to see them through. See, let's go to the scripture. In Psalms 91 In Psalms 91, starting at verse 14, it says, and I personalize this, so when you go to your Bible, understand it's a personal thing to me. It's the scripture. I'm just paraphrasing it a little bit. It says, verse 14, because you love me, but in the scripture it says, because he loves me. I'm saying, because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you. He's telling me I will rescue. He will rescue me because he loves me. He goes on to tell me, I will protect you, for you acknowledged my name. See, that's why I'm so hyped this morning, because I had no clue that that song was going to come on, but that song acknowledged God's name, all the names that have been set aside in the Bible to just tell you what he did at certain times. But here in Psalms 91, verse 14, it says, I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You will call on me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. So let me ask you this. If God, because I am acknowledging my Father who art in heaven, Jesus, my Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, my leader and my guide, then I already know whatever troubles I get in, because I have a connection, because they are my source. They are my power source, and I'm plugged in. I am in the will of God. I don't have to worry, because the scripture has already told me that he will rescue me because I acknowledge his name. This is why it is so important for you to understand and realize who God is. You need to really understand and know that he is able to see you through. But let's go a little bit further. We're going to stay in scripture because I want people to understand what God is saying to them. In Isaiah 43, 2 and 3, it says, do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. He's telling you, I know your name. You are mine. I know you. I have called you by name, Evangelist Shanitha LaWanda Ponta. I have called you by name. You are mine. I am his because I am in his will. I am his because I acknowledge that he is my Father who art in heaven. I acknowledge that he is my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I acknowledge that he is Elohim, my creator. The list can go on. I realize that he is the great I am. He parted my Red Sea when I was in a place that I had nowhere to go. When I looked to the north, when I looked to the south, when I checked the east and the west, everything had been closed up for me. But oh Lord, when I called on your name and when you called me back by name, you gave me a path of direction. You brought me out. That's why I say he is able to bring you through. It also says, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And guess what? We already know that story. We know when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego decided that they were not going to bow down to nobody but their one and only true God, that King Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the fire. He turned the fire up that his soldiers was burnt up. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did nothing happen to them. They didn't even come out smelling like stench. Their hair wasn't stood all up on their head. They didn't have the smoke flames all over their body. Why? Because they acknowledged their God. They refused to allow anybody to take the name of their God out of their mouth, out of their mind, out of their heart. They were anchored into knowing who their Father was. Nobody. They were steadfast, immovable, but they realized and didn't have a problem. See, let me go there. They didn't have a problem of letting people know. They wasn't ashamed to let King Nebuchadnezzar know it don't matter what you do. You're not going to change my mind. That's where me and you need to be. That's my striving point right there. That's what got my motor ticking this morning. That's what got my seat on the gas pedal. Because when you sit and you can sit back and you see some things and the realization hits you in your face, you get up. You start the running. You start looking around and asking God, what can I change? What do I need to do? What do you need to show me? And yesterday when I asked that question, he said, I am able to bring you through. I don't care what you stand. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care about your illnesses. I don't care about your faults. I don't care. I just need you to continue to acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. Call me by my name. Stay in my presence. Stay rooted. Stay grounded. Don't let nobody take you up out of where I have put you in. Did you hear what I said? Where I have put you in. When you surrender to God, God's going to place you where you need to be. God is to the left. Move 2 feet to the right. Move 2 feet up. Move 3 feet back. And if you are in a place where you are connected, where you understand, where you know him, where you feel that sense of security, and when you are comfortable with him. See, those are things, those are key elements that you have to have in order to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. When you enter into that personal and intimate relationship, everything else is going to follow. Everything else is going to follow. And then when you trust him, and not lean on your own understanding. This is where you get to the place where you know that God is carrying you through. It's not Evangelist Nita that's carrying me through. It might have been her yesterday morning before 10 o'clock a.m., but on today, it's the Holy Spirit. And when the song came on, it just gave me a confirmation. You in the right place. You in the right place. You right where I need you to be right now. Don't you move. Don't you have no setbacks. Don't you sit and let stuff get you all uncovered, all bothered, all whatever. You stay where you need to be because I am going to carry you through. Come on, Minister Shakita, because I know you got something to tell about how God is carrying you through or why he is able. That's what it is. Why is God able in your life? Okay, we may be having some technical difficulties here. Let me go on a little bit further. In Isaiah 63:1, he says that even through my mess, we're talking about me this morning. I know it's some me's out there. I know it's some other people that have been through some different things. I know there's people that did some shameful things, but I'm going to tell you what God says. He says that he will give a crown of beauty for your ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair in their righteousness. They will be like great oak that the Lord has planted for his own glory. See, when you realize that even through your mess, even through your situation, even through the different things that in the natural, you may sit and feel that you're not worthy, that everybody's looking at you, everybody got this to say, everybody got that to say. Who cares? Who cares what they have to say? Because, see, the scripture lets you know exactly what God will give you. For all that shame, for all that unworthiness, he's going to give you beauty. That transparency, he's going to transform you into something that's so beautiful that people can't help but see you. They may not like it. But guess what? When you make a conscious decision that you're going to do the things that you need to do for God to get the glory, nothing else don't matter. The different things that used to bother you before, you don't even see them anymore. The different things that when you can look over and know, you know that somebody saying something to do, it don't bother you no more. See, you're not looking at that. You're looking past that because you want to assure that you are staying in where God has placed you, where God has placed you, not where man has placed you, but where God has placed you. That's why I sit and say this. He's able to get you through. Let's go a little further. In Ephesians 6:10 tells you that we are not struggling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the rulers of darkness and all the diabolical things. But see, God loves us so much that he gives armor to put on. He gives us the full armor to put on so we can be protected through these different things that's coming up against you. You have different items, different body parts, different items that you put on to protect certain places on your body so nothing, the Satan and his diabolical imps cannot penetrate where they're trying to go. Listen, it says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It did not say the weapons was not going to come. It said that it was not going to prosper. And see, this is why it is so important for you to understand who God is to you. It's very important. It's very important that you realize that it is his reasonable, his honorable duty to carry us through if we choose to allow him to carry us through. It goes back to making a conscious decision. We already know that God gives us free will. We know that. We've talked about it over and over. Even if we don't talk about it, you know it. Because you've had certain situations to take place in your life that you had to make a choice, whether it was a good choice or a bad choice. What I love about it, can't wait for us to go back into it, is that you're going to live for God or you're going to live for Satan. Anything that's outside of the will of God is witchcraft. So you have to make a conscious decision. You already know what God is capable of doing. If you read the scriptures, they should just jump up and pop up on your face. If you're not reading the scriptures and you choose to live as we were taught on the other side in the witchcraft, you still know that it's not right. You still know that you're not calling on, that whatever you're doing, it's a temporary fix. It's nothing permanent about it because it's not of our Father who are in heaven. You are not seeking him first to receive whatever he has for you. You're going to Satan and seeking him. And anything that's dealing with Satan is temporary. It is nothing. It's just like them Tupperware bowls. It is fake. It's phony. It's nothing real about it. It may get you. The Tupperware bowls, you use them. You put whatever needs to be in there, and you can store them. But at the end of the day, you put them by fire, they're going to burn up. But the scripture says that you would not burn up in the fire. Okay, so I'm just using that as an analogy. Anything of God is built firm. Anything of God if you are a product of God, you should be confident. You should be courageous. Your faith should be to the point where nothing is going to be able to just stop you through. Even if it comes, it'll bounce up off. You may feel the pain, but guess what? Even if you get knocked down, you're going to get back up. And all you're going to tell yourself, all I'm going to tell myself is you got to try a little harder. You got to get the muscles a little bit better. You got to get your faith in where it needs to be. So the next time when the blow comes, it will not knock you down. But the beauty of it, God's unchanged hand right there when you get knocked down, if you see it. If you're not looking, if you're not paying attention, then guess what? You're going to miss it. You're going to miss what God has for you. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss the opportunity to be taken out of whatever. When Joseph was in that deep down dungeon, he came up out of it. Everything that he went through, he came out of it. Why? Because of his personal, intimate relationship with God. Because it had to be somewhere deep down rooted in his soul that God would bring him through. He had to have that mental. He had to understand who God was in his life. He had to know that all things, the old things would pass away and he would come into a newness. And when you allow those away, because you know that God is able, you will go into a newness. And when you go into that newness, all that old ugly stuff is moved away, then you can go into a new thing. Your clothes change, your talk change, your attitude change. You are in a new place that has no place for all the old, the ugliness. You once was blind, but now you see. Your ears were stopped up, but now you hear. And this is where we're at when we realize that God is able to carry us through. And when we go into Philippians 4:19, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all my needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Listen, we don't have to worry. You don't have to worry what you eat. You don't have to worry where you're going to lay your head. Jesus walked around. Jesus had no place. Jesus had no permanent place when he walked around on this earth. Birds have nests, but Jesus didn't have no. Birds got a place where they can go rest. Different animals, some bears got caves. They got different place. But when Jesus walked on this earth, he didn't have no solid place where for him to lay his head. But guess what? He didn't worry because he realized who his father was. He realized that his father could carry him through. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, "Let take this cup away." But then he quickly said, "Let thy will be done." Why? He knew that our father was going to bring him through. He knew that. He knew. And this is where you and I have to be in a place. It shouldn't take, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be totally honest. It shouldn't take me, let's talk about me, to be into a place to see different things going on and to realize, oh, God got you. I should know every day that I wake up that God has me. I should know every day that I have a job to come to that God has me, a roof over my head, breath in my body. Do you hear me? Oxygen, O2, running through my body where I'm able to sit and speak on this morning. It shouldn't take me. And that's why I'm telling you this morning, don't take God for granted. Understand that he is able to carry you through. Cast all your cares to him. Stay in his presence. Don't sit and put other things. Make him your first priority. So when different things, difficult situations come through, you already know that he is your rescuer. You already know that he is your deliverer. You already know that he is your savior. You already know that he is your way maker. He is the lifter of your head. He is your provider. He is your everything. Nobody shouldn't have to. That's why I am so enthused. I'm just so elated this morning to give God praise. I had to go and repent and say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for everything that I take for granted. Forgive me, Lord, for complaining. Forgive me, Lord, for grumbling, for doing whatever. Forgive me, Lord, because it's you and only you that have me here today. If you knew me 3 years ago, broke down, busted, and disgusted, didn't know where I was going to get a brown penny from, on today I can sit and tell you I'm not the same. I'm not the same. I am not in the same situation. And why? Why? Because he is able to bring me through. He is able to keep me. He is able to sustain me. His grace is sufficient. Even when I feel like it's not, even when I feel like that I can't go another, take another step, when I sit and say, Father, I need you. I need your energy. When I sit and tell you that my Father gives me a burst of energy, on the days I feel like I can't lift my head, when I say, Father, I can't lift my head, but I got some things I need to do, I need you to be the lifter of my head. I trust and believe that he's going to do it because he is able to carry me through. The storms of life that I have beating at my door right now, I'm not fretful of them. I'm not fretful because you know what? I know who my Father is in heaven. I know that he's able. He already told me it may not be my trouble, but he said he is a rescuer in the time of trouble. He said that. He told me I'm not going to drown. So who's am I going to go with the word of God? Folks, I don't have too much more to say. But I will tell you this. Get into your word. Get into, Apostle Temple said something so profound yesterday. After everything that he said, all of the teachings that he gave, he said it's all about your personal relationship with God. And it is. We get so stuck into trying to have personal relationships with people, and it's good to have personal relationships with true people who love God on the same level or even more than you do, because you haven't gotten to where they're at that point in time. So don't miss and understand the words that I'm telling you. But for most, people come and people go. But God is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And this is where you and I have to stay in that place. You have to understand where God has you at this point in time. And wherever he has you, understand, it is not his desire for you to go backwards. God's desire is for us to live a fulfilled life, a life of prosperity, a worry-free life, a life where you can enjoy yourself. You shouldn't get up in a place of misery every day. You shouldn't get up in a place where you dread to see the next day. You should get up with an expectation to see the sun rising, to see, I don't care if it's dark outside, it's pouring down raining, it's a storm, you still can see God's nature, his beauty. It's just coming through the rain, it's just coming through the darkness. Everything, every moment of your life not going to have a ray of sunshine, but just know this, that God is with you. He won't leave you, neither will he forsake you, and that's why it is so great. We have to be grateful. We have to have an attitude of gratitude, even when things don't go our way. We have to have an attitude of gratitude, or something has just taken a turn in your life, and you don't know which way to go. You still have to be grateful. Why? Because God is going to bring you through. He is able to bring you through. That's why it is important to know, cast your cares. How are you casting your cares? Some people pray. Some people, I talk to God just like I'm talking to you. I have conversations with God. I'm talking to him. I'm telling him exactly how I'm feeling. I'm petitioning him. I need your help. How should I do this? What should I do with this? How should I whatever? You know, period. I'm going to tell you all something. Y'all may think it's crazy, but I say crazy things. My hair is a naturally curly hair, to the point sometimes it's so naturally curly that it looks like it's kinky. And gray started filling the front of my hair. And my sons was like, Ma, you looking too old. You looking like a grandmama. I am a grandmama. But I sat there and I was contemplating, should I straighten my hair or should? So you know what I did? I took it to the Lord in prayer. And you know what? God let me know that my appearance should be into a place where I'm glorifying him. I'm not saying that my hair being kinky and being naughty was not appealing maybe to some. But see, with me in my professional line of business, I can't have my ponytail pulled and then it's all over the place. I got to be into a place where professionalism stands out all the time, because this is where God has me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. This is where God has me. So I have to be in that place. But see, I went to him. I asked him, what should I do? And I waited for an answer. I didn't just jump. I didn't whatever. When I got the urge, when the time permitted for me, I had the downtime to go and do it. I went and did it. And guess what? I feel beautiful. I feel lovely. And I know that God is being glorified by my appearance. I don't have to sit and be talking and worrying about is my hair all over my head from out of the ponytail instead of having a nice, neat, professional ponytail. And some people may sit and say, you're going overboard. So I might be going overboard. But I'm just telling you how I talk to God, the things that I ask him. I just want to share that with somebody, because somebody may need to hear it. No, it's not all about me. It's all about God. But one thing about me, I don't have a problem with sharing when God chastised me. I don't have a problem when God blessed me. I don't have a problem when he's in the process of blowing a fresh anointing, a fresh wind in my body, giving me the opportunity to break yokes. I don't have a problem with telling people that. And you shouldn't have one either. So I am going to leave you all today with letting you know that God is able. He is in the midst of whatever you are going through if you in his will, if you are inviting him, if you are on the verge of not knowing where you at. Just put your feet on in. You right there. Don't be tempted to go outside of the will of God, because it's something about going around that mountain the same time over and over. See, that's what people get into a state of depression. That's what mental illnesses take them over. That's when they get to the point of they feel that they're unworthy, that shame that comes. So what they do is they go back into their mess. They go back into their old ugly ways. They go back into that sin, that addiction that they just can't break, that stronghold that's holding them down that they just cannot break, that they cannot get free of. And I don't want you to go back into there. I want you to be successful. I want you to move forward. And I want you to know that God is able to get you to wherever it is you need to go. God is able to heal your sicknesses, your sickness, your diseases. I'm telling y'all, I got a list of diseases. Apostle Temple can attest to you. I took him a bag one day to try to turn it in of 22 pills. He said, no, my daughter, you got to use wisdom. You got to use wisdom. If this was what the Lord have you to do right now, this is what you need to do. 3 years later, he said, you know what, you can get rid of some of those pills if you change your diet, if you work on your exercise. Let's go back to appearances. If you work and change your diet. See, that I was willing. I showed God that I was willing, but it wasn't time for me to make the transition. But as time went on, as I continued, my relationship got deeper. My faith got deeper. My discernment started. I got into a place where I was able to discern things. My wisdom started growing. Then I got into a, and I was able to hear. Oh, I was able to hear God when he sent the prophet to tell me what I needed to do. Once I implemented that, my medicines start trickling down. My medicines, but we do know that Satan comes to devour. So any open door that he sees, he's going to try to come in there. That's why you got to stay in the will of God. That's why you have to petition God. That's why you have to understand his word that he's going to rescue. It's nothing that you have to do. You continue to pray as you should be doing every day. You should be fasting. That's the way of life. You should be consecrating. That's the way of life. It's nothing new. It's nothing extra that you should have to do. Just stay in the will of God. Increase your time with him. Start praising him. Start worshiping him. In a time that you feel so everything is so, you know, all over you, start taking the badges, the luggages, whatever it is for you. Start changing your clothes, taking off the mess. Start changing your thinking. Start doing different things because God is doing his job. He's on his job. And all you have to do is start petitioning him and know that he will carry you. I leave you all with knowing, getting, start. We have said it over and over and over. That personal relationship is everything. That personal relationship. Don't let friends come and go. But I said God is going to say he is a friend in need, a friend that's indeed. In a time of need, he will be there. All you got to do is call on him. He's there. He's there. And I'm telling you something I truly know. I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm talking with the heart that's full, that wants to share with somebody, full of compassion, full of pureness, want to share something with somebody else and let you know that God is able to bring you through. I decree and declare that every person that's under the sound of my voice, no matter where you at on this planet, or in this earth, or in God's land, that you let go and you let God. And in that letting go and letting God, you put God number one in your life, the first priority, the head of your life. And while you put him the head of your life, you talk to him every day. If you don't have nothing to say, you sing to him. You whistle to him. I don't care what you do. If you got a dance that you do, you dance to him. Let God know that you are acknowledging who he is. And then whatever name that you have for God, you might want to call him the great I am. You want to call him. You might want to call him Jehovah Jireh. Me and my sisters call him Daddy. I don't care what you call him, but you need to acknowledge who he is. You need to acknowledge him in your life. You need to say that you need to say it to him, that you acknowledge who he is, so he can rescue you, so he can save you, so he can be your provider, your deliverer, your healer, whatever it is that you need. I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that charge will change today. I decree and declare that stinking things will be removed. I decree and declare strongholds that may be holding you down off of past experiences, past generational curse, they will be binded up right now. They are binding up on earth as it is in heaven, that you do not have to sit and stay into the same place, that God is doing a new thing. He's doing a transformation in your life. All you have to do is be in a place of receiving. All you have to do is be in a place of believing. All you need to do is activate your faith and know that God is with you and that he will carry you through. The word of God says that he would never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Ask yourself, do you believe that? Go back into your memoirs and remember the times that you were in places where you couldn't get out, and all of a sudden, something happened for you. A door was open that man had shut. But we know that God is the only one that can open and open a shut door. So you already know that God is there with you. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, saint. Acknowledge God. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you with an urgency, because some of y'all need God to carry you through something. Some of us need God to help us to get from one point to the other. Some of us tired of living in poverty. Some of us tired of having different things go on in our life that we don't have control over. Trust God. Because he's the one that's going to bring you through. He is the one. Cast all your cares on him because he loves you. And trust and believe he will carry you through. God loves you, but ADM loves you, though. We will be back on Sunday morning. As I always tell you, our lines are always busy. This platform that God has trusted Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer, it talks to the multitude. We're not just talking about one or two or three people. I know you all hear us speak to Nigeria. We speak to South Africa, Canada, Fiji, Egypt, Asia, Jamaica, so many places. And it's no disrespect to anyone. It's just so many different places that I don't know the different names. When Apostle Temple comes on, he know them. He call them out. So just charge it to my head, not my heart, and just know we are so grateful and so thankful that you have chosen ADM to be your platform where you are receiving the daily manna, the bread of life, and the living waters where you will thirst no more. And sharing is caring. Have someone else to come back on, because we never know what God is doing. All we know is that we are in a place of obedience. We are in a place of acceptance. We are in a place of receiving and believing that he can do whatever he says that he wants to do, and that he is able. Nothing is impossible for God. So we leave you this. We pray that you have a glorious weekend. And remember, make God your number one priority. Shalom. Have a beautiful weekend. Amen.